And welcome to another episode of Jan Carroll Publishing's podcast, Bookmark. My name is Janie Jesse, and thank you for tuning into this week's podcast. This week, we have a very special guest and author. We have first-time author Donna Snow King. Now, I have to share a few secrets about Miss Donna. Donna is from Texas, and she doesn't know this, but she has visited my living room more times than she could possibly know. Why? Because Miss Donna and her sister, they made up the Texas Snow Sisters of Texan Flip and Move. Now, that show, I love that show. I would watch that show, and then I would watch reruns to make sure that I didn't miss something the first time around. And sometimes I would watch episodes 2 and 3 times. I just loved the show. It was entertaining, but it was also very interesting on what they did and how they went about moving the houses and actually repurposing some of the things in the show with selling the homes. And I just loved that show. But Donna, now Donna is full of personality. And when I first met her, I have to tell you, I was thrilled that I got the opportunity to meet her. And even if the opportunity had not presented itself that we could move forward in business, I was just thrilled to have the opportunity of meeting her. But we were very fortunate. JCP's very happy, and we had an awesome opportunity for JCP to be her book publisher. And so we're very proud of Donna. Now, Donna, not just the show and being a house mover, but Donna loves amateur radio. She is a Road Queen wrangler, and she has she's also a combat veteran wife. And now that she's written her first book, and in her first book, she shares some of her growing experiences and some sayings that we all probably may recognize, and a few that you may not recognize. They're pretty unique and authentic. And she shares an insight into her family. And Allison had the wonderful opportunity of sitting down and chatting with Donna and getting Donna to share her story behind some of those stories. So, Allison, take it away.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Bookmarked. I am so excited today to be chatting with a very talented author whose book, Snow Much Love, A Collection of Family Stories, is now available for purchase. It is a very charming book with lots of great insight into the author's upbringing and personal life. There's some comedy, there's heart, and it really makes you both laugh and cry. Now, the author I'm referring to is, of course, Donna Snow King. Donna, welcome to the podcast. We're so happy to have you. How are you today?
Oh, hi, Allison. I'm wonderful. And thank you again for having me. I really appreciate this. You know, I'm all the way in the deep in the heart of Texas here talking
yes.
to you.
Yes. Well, I'm so happy to be talking to you. Now, for those who may not have had the chance to read your book yet, how would you sort of describe it to them? What would you kind of want people to know about it?
Oh my gosh, that is such a loaded question. When I started out writing my, what I called sayings down that I learned growing up, I heard from parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, aunts and uncles, so forth. I did not realize that I was writing down parts of my life and stories of my life. And the one thing that I would love for people to take away from this is once I realized what it was I had written, it took me back in my memory to a time, and I got to relive things that I had not thought about literally in decades.
Wow.
And the feedback I'm getting from people is exactly what my heart wanted. One, they were reconnecting with family members. They were remembering those special funny moments or those moments that was, I guess you would say, defining things in their life. And one thing I didn't even see coming was several younger married couples, they'd come home from work, they would have their supper, put away the dishes, fix them a glass of tea or something, And they would take turns every night reading one story out loud. And then they would talk about, oh, yeah, something like that happened to me. And the ultimate goal was their marriage was getting stronger because they were having a better understanding of their husband or their wife. So this whole journey has blown my mind. It's gone far past what I'd even thought it would be.
Wow, that is so amazing. And you know, it's so interesting to read a book like this with so many personal anecdotes and family stories. As a reader, I kind of felt like I was able to really get to know you and your family in a way. And you've had all kinds of different experiences throughout your life so far, lots of adventures. What chapters or individual stories in your book were you most excited to put on the page and kind of relive through the writing of this book?
One of them is, Look Out, the Cows Are In with the Chickens.
Uh-huh.
That draws back onto my great grandparents on my mother's side. That brought back a flood of memories. And another favorite one of mine is Daddy saying, what part of no do you not understand? Is it the N or the O? that was a good one. And, oh my gosh, there's so many of them. It's hard to pick and choose. Every one of them does have a special place within my heart.
Yes, absolutely. And were you ever nervous at all about writing a book that is so personal and therefore sort of vulnerable? You know, your book is very open and very authentic. And being so open about your life can be scary because, you know, you never know how people are going to receive your work or if they're going to connect to it. So was that ever something you thought about while writing it? Or did you feel confident that your story's authenticity would speak for itself?
I would have to say I was confident about it. My life has been an open book from day one. I've always been, an extrovert. Maybe that's the right terminology. But I've never had a problem with people knowing about my life or letting them in on behind the curtains, if you will, of my life, because it's who I am. And you either like me or you don't. And if you don't, well, that's okay. That's your choice.
Absolutely.
And I hate that you're going to miss out on a bunch of fun because I try to live life to the fullest every day. And I think that's what we all should strive to do.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. And, you know, you do tell so many wonderful stories and insights from your life in So Much Love. It's kind of hard for me to pinpoint a favorite moment as well. But I did love learning about your time on the show Texas Flip and Move. So yes. I have to ask, what was it like being filmed for a TV show? And did you enjoy that experience?
It was quite eye-opening to be on that side of the camera. We filmed for 13 seasons. That is a long time, girlfriend.
Wow.
And we did a buttload of houses. And just so that everybody is clear, buttload is a word. It is in the dictionary, and it is a definition of liquid measurement. So, and I teach all my high school rodeo kids that. It was fun, but we were doing something we knew how to do, move houses, renovate houses. Other than the house that I was brought home to when I was born, I have never not lived in a house that my daddy didn't move in and we didn't all work together fixing up. So it's kind of like being that jack of all trades and master of none, which, by the way, is coming up in another book. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, a little tease there. But no, it's been fun. And filming on that show, I got to do it with my family. And that made it even more special. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget my producer, Mr. Quayle, call him GQ. Was getting ready and talking about and signing to do the pilot. And he looked at me. And he said, are you ready? And I said, I'm ready. What are we doing? What do we need to do? Where are we going? He said, no. Are you ready for your life to change? And I said, how's my life going to change? He said, when this hits the airwaves, your life will change. And I didn't put much stock in that. Then after the pilot went out and then we hit season one, breaking all records on the DIY network, The Man Was Right. My life changed. And but what wow. it did, it gave me an opportunity to meet people. It gave me an opportunity to either share a hug, a smile, a laugh, or even a hug around the neck when there's crying. It gave me the opportunity to just love on them. And, you know, hey, I don't know what you're going through, but I'm praying for you and everything's going to be all right. I love the platform it gives me to talk to people and it of all ages, because this show, one thing that everybody loved, no, two things. One, it was a show that they could sit down with all of their family and not worry about maybe somebody's going to say an ugly word or somebody was going to do something that wasn't exactly kosher, if you know what I mean, and no risque clothing. And then it was something that they could afford to do to their own house. Nothing wrong with a $500,000 bathroom, but I can't afford one. And that's where it reached out to the people. And that when you feel like you've been able to pass some knowledge on, that's a good day.
Yes, absolutely. That is just so cool to me. What a fantastic once in a lifetime experience to have. And mm-hmm. like you said, to share that with your family makes it all the more special.
That's true.
Another aspect of your book that I wanted to talk about is how you grew up a third generation house mover, starting with your grandfather and then working down to you. Mm-hmm. What did that lifestyle sort of entail for you growing up?
Like I said earlier, other than the home that I came to after I was born, we've always lived in a house that my daddy moved in and we fixed up. And to me, that was I guess that's what I thought everybody did. Of course, when you're young and dumb, you think a lot of things like that. But the house moving company, as I grew older, you know, he was Papaw Snow to me. But as I grew older and then I come right out of high school, and I can't give it away, but there's a story in there where I went to one job before I became into the house moving business. I worked with my dad on the weekends and in the summers, you know, through school. And I started realizing this started with my grandfather in 1942.
Wow.
So it's my grandfather, my daddy, and then me, my brother, and my sister. Making, and I'm the oldest. I know I don't look it, but I'm the oldest. And that made me a third generation house mover. But it was also in an industry that is predominantly dominated, like 99.9% dominated by males.
Yes.
And it's like any other work or job description, women have to fight for their place. And I still felt like I had to fight for my place. Now, my daddy, he was all about, Dawn, if you think you're big enough, jump. And I did. I jumped a lot. And sometimes it ruffled feathers. So I do feel like in my own way that I've contributed to helping bring a face of outside contracting, if you will, because that's basically what we do. It's hard work, and sometimes it can get really hot and it can get really cold out there. But I'm very proud to be a third generation house mover, house and structure mover, and historical buildings. That was part of Daddy's vision, was to help save history, because so much of it's being torn down anymore. And if we don't know where we come from, then how are we not going to know? Don't go down that road again and make that mistake all over.
Mm-hmm. That is just so inspiring, Donna. And I think a lot of other women would agree. You know, it's hard to break into any industry, I feel like, but particularly a traditionally male-dominated one. So I think it's so wonderful that you received so much love and support from family, particularly your father. That's super mm-hmm. important. And, you mm-hmm. know, the subject of family really feels like the driving force behind your book. That's really what seems to be at its core, or at least that's certainly what it felt like for me reading it. Are you hoping that other families will pick up your book and be able to connect to that aspect of it?
Oh, absolutely. I truly do. Like I said earlier, I thought I was writing down one thing. And then when the final product gets here, it ends up being stories of my life. And that too is sharing history.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that it inspires people to write down their own stories for future generations to see. I have to tell you, I've worked so hard all my life to be recognized as a house and building mover and moving of historical buildings. I worked very hard. Being an author, that never crossed my mind. Although really? Oh my gosh, yes, Lord Eller, yes, girlfriend. There was a time that I wanted to write books, but I never told anybody about it. It was kind of like a secret I had with myself down deep inside my soul. And then, I don't know, I guess God had other thoughts, because the next thing you know, I'm being set up meeting this friend who introduced me to Janie Jesse. And then from June the 10th until the day before Thanksgiving of 2023, girlfriend, I had a book. And my husband says, "You are a published author." And I stopped and I'm like, "Well, Lord Ellen, you're right. I am a published author, aren't I?" I thought, this is exciting. I've had people ask me, "Where did you study? What school, what college, university?" And I said, well, most of my studying came from crawling under houses, building cribs and building piers. I've had no formal training. I only write what I know, and I write what's within my heart. And I don't know, I think it makes it real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I that surprises me so much that you never necessarily thought you would be a published author, because reading your book, I mean, you're so talented, and your stories, the heart of your stories really, really shines through. And that is what made your book so appealing to me, at least. So far, you know, you've talked a little bit about it, but what has the reception been like of So Much Love? Do you get a lot of people reaching out to you to say that, you know, it spoke to them, or that they really connected to it?
Yes, I will have to say that. So far, all the reviews I've gotten have been 5 stars, and every one of them, it either brings back their memories of family members that's gone on that they hadn't thought about in a long, long time. Some of them, it's like the young couple I was telling you about, they've started a new tradition, and it's making them draw closer together. And the kiddos, they are loving it because it's like reading them a story out of a storybook.
Right.
I'm getting different things from different people. And some of it, it was part of my thought process that maybe this is what it'll do. But more of it, I'm like, I never thought about that. This is amazing. This is amazing. But the feedback has been wonderful. And I even had my own doctor ask for a book to be, she got a book and wanted me to autograph it. And she gave it to her grandmother, her Nana. Now, her Nana lives down outside of Houston in a little town called Friendswood. And this family does for this grandmother what they call 25 days of Christmas. So each family member will give their Nana a book a day. This is so she has something to read all next year. And as a matter of fact, I went to see my doctor yesterday for my annual checkup, right? Uh-huh. And I said, "Well, did your Nana like what I wrote on the dedication page?" And she said, "You couldn't have written anything more beautiful and what meant something to her." Said, "This book is so special to her. She read the first 2 chapters and then she set it aside." And I said, "Nana, why did you set it aside?" She said, "Because I'm taking it to my book club."
Oh,
and
wow.
I want to show them, and I want us to all read it as a book club. And I'm like, that is awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, things like that bless your heart.
Yes, absolutely. That's so beautiful. Yeah.
And plus it reinforces my mind, like, well, should I write anymore or not? Things like that. And where you hear all these positive feedback from people, it helps you to feel like, well, maybe I am supposed to write.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I mean, it's so reassuring to get feedback like that and so special to know that, you know, you've touched people's lives with your book. I know yes, you ma'am. Recently did a book signing in Texas last month, and you've done book signings before that as well. Mm-hmm. What's the first thing people typically ask you about or want to know when they meet you? Do they ask about specific parts of the book, or, you know, do a lot of people mention your appearance on Texas Flip and Move or a combination of these things maybe?
It's a combination of things. One, everybody remembers me from Texas Flip and Move. Second, those that would bring a book in, and most of them had already read the book, but they wanted it autographed. And then quite a number of them know me from working with Air Power Foundation, which is the largest military fundraising group in the United States. And they were formed back in the middle 50s. Oh, very wow. Well established 501c3. Yeah, if you want to, Allison, if you want to look anything up on them, you just go to airpowerfoundation.org. Wonderful, wonderful people, a community of volunteers, actually. And what I did is I so believed in the military work, I give a portion of the sale of each book to this charity, Air Power Foundation. So that was bringing people with from the military world out wanting their book signed. And because we do a lot of work, I take my rodeo team, and we have now done 1, 2, 3, 4 four veterans that needed help with cleaning up of a yard or getting a stall built or whatever they needed. I took the rodeo kids and the high school rodeo. And we went and did this volunteer work for the veteran. So the veteran community has really embraced this book as well, because they know that the heart is to continue to help our men and women that served in the military or are still serving.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's carrying an impact. So I'm getting feedback from many different directions.
That is so special. And I certainly enjoyed your book. I loved learning about your family and all the adventures you've had over the years. I really enjoyed the comedy aspect of your book. I think your personality just really shone through. And I hope that more and more people continue to read it. Donna, it has been an absolute joy chatting with you today and learning more about what inspired Snow Much Love, and also just learning more about you as a person. So thank you for joining me on the podcast today.
Oh, Allison, thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it. I really do. And I don't know why, but I'm getting very emotional here. Thank you.
This well, you're very welcome. Your book is really so incredible, and I cannot wait for more people to experience it. Also, before we go, I do want to ask, you mentioned you may have another book in the works. What's next for you, do you think?
Well, just between me and you, Allison, and whoever may be listening, I am about halfway through with Snow Much Love, book number 2.
Ooh, that's so exciting.
Well, Allison, what happened is Snow Much Love, book number 1, started opening up a floodgate of memories that had been locked away.
That's
it's not locked away no more.
Oh, well, that's so wonderful. I'm so excited now to know that there's more to come. And I'm sure that all of our listeners will be as well. So again, everyone keep an eye open for that. Everyone get ready for that. And Donna, thank you so much again. I really, really appreciate getting to talk with you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much, and have a great day, my friend.
And to all of our listeners, if you want to check out Donna's book for yourself, which I highly recommend doing, there will be a link to Snow Much Love in the description for this episode. And also remember to check out our blog, which is also called Bookmarked, because it partners with this podcast and offers different and exclusive information you can't find anywhere else. Everyone, stay safe out there, and we'll see you next week.
Wow. What a wonderful interview. And Donna, I was about to get emotional with you. I mean, it was so heartfelt. And thank you, Allison, and thank you, Donna. It is our privilege to have you on the show, and it's an honor for us here at JCP to be your book publisher. And it was really special to have you share your family memories and actually put your heart on paper in that book. It means the world to us. And so I'm sure that listeners out there will love reading your insights and enjoying the humor and feeling the emotions as we have in your stories that you've shared with us in book one. And we are excited to hear about book two. And also, I want to let the listeners know that they should check out your website, donnasnowking.com, and to be sure and check out your amateur radio page, QRZ. I mean, your website is a wonderful collection and tells many stories in itself with lots of personalities. So they're missing if they don't visit your website. But we're really excited about hearing that, you know, book two is on the horizon. And also, I'm going to share a little secret with our listeners out there, but Donna will soon be sharing her book as an audiobook, and she narrated it. So I'm telling you, that is a special treat. So be watchful for the release date on that, and we're excited to be able to get that out to you. So again, Donna, thank you so much. And from all of us here at JCP to all of you out there, stay safe and see you next week.